Party, and that was the earliest sign
on that play, Billy. And that was what was impressive to me was I'm like, okay, Braden Locke has made that step. Like, obviously, last week, not to make excuses, but or I shouldn't say last week, 2 weeks ago, to get thrown into the fire where, you know, all of a sudden you're up against Alabama, you didn't get starter snaps, all that stuff. A little bit of a difficult situation. You still got to perform, still got to try to, you know, pull out a victory. But at least at that point, I'm like, okay, he handled the blitz really well, threw a really nice deep ball to Vinny Anthony. Things look good. And yeah, there were times where shortly after that, or a little while after that, it just did not go nearly as well as what that sequence did.
Yeah, and Anthony also provided a pretty good spark on his second kick return, 74-yarder that at the time, again, you're down three scores. You need something to happen. There's 6 minutes to go. Sadly, Badgers were unable to do anything with it, put any points on the board, and get that goose egg up off the scoreboard for the second half.
But a couple of good explosive plays. I mean, you got to have somebody that can have some explosive plays out there, and Vinny Anthony was the one guy that provided it today.
And rolls 3 catches, 70 yards, and that touchdown. Also would be remiss to not say that hey, it's always energizing to see Atticus Bertram's punt. Now, I mean, like, it's not great when your punter is maybe your most dangerous weapon at this point, but he hits that 74-yarder down to the one.
It flips the field.
Right after that, he bounces one off of a USC Trojan. Another guy, like, holy cow, Atticus Bertram making a run to be MVP.
In the first half, that was what was providing
the momentum. Like Iowa at that point.
Absolutely. It's like Iowa, and you don't want to be Iowa 2.0. Trust me on that. But it is one of those situations where, you know, momentum. They had momentum, and he provided it, and flipping the field and doing what they did, it was on their side at that point, at least.
A very, very tough moment, but we find some good energizing moments, because there were when you're up 21-10 on the road. First 30 minutes, pretty good for Badgers fans here today. The last 30, completely different story. 38-21, the final here today, as USC outscores the Badgers 28-0 in the second half. 28 unanswered points do the Badgers in and hand them their one loss so far in conference play, moving to 2-2. Our energizing performance of the game brought to you, as always, by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. We'll wrap things up here in a moment. Some final thoughts, and then head over to our local side where we'll open up some comments. I know there's a lot of people very anxious awaiting the opportunity to weigh in. Hold on, that comes up. We got a little bit more of our local Wisconsin UP4 dealers postgame show. It continues in a moment. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
This is Ford Truck Month, with big offers on trucks that don't subscribe to the word impossible. Like the up-for-anything off-road ready Ranger, the adaptable Maverick, plus F-Series, America's best-selling trucks featuring Ford F-150 and Ford Super Duty, the 2024 North American Truck of the Year. Built Ford tough trucks that see the impossible as a dare. And this is Ford Truck Month, with offers that make owning one possible. Get to your Wisconsin Ford dealer. Claim 1977 to 2023 CY total sales.
Wisconsin plays here all season long.
Touchdown, Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Let's talk about FOMO being a no-go when it comes to investing and managing your money. FOMO, F-O-M-O, means fear of missing out. Now, FOMO isn't all bad. I've known a couple Taylor Swift fans who FOMO'd their way to face value tickets and avoided the $1,000 aftermarket, like me. But when it comes to investing, FOMO can be toxic. History is pretty clear about this. Chasing trends that you hear about on TikTok or investing in hot stocks is not going to pan out over time the way a diversified portfolio of index funds will. I want to check in on my investments a few times a year and let time and compound interest work their magic. Okay, folks, for more Everyday Money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network. Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later, but was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes. This man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr. There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
He wins. You got to circle these on the calendar and get some of these to prove that you're back to the Wisconsin football that they want to be at. So that is something to kind of watch. And then we saw Walker with 12 carries, Malusi with 10. We saw Dupree with a couple of nice carries early on, and then they kind of went away from him. So you wonder going forward, will we see a little more Dupree against Purdue next week on Saturday, just to have that dynamic runner, so to speak, because I thought Walker had a nice day with those couple of touchdowns. But I think Dupree has earned his way into getting more looks, more carries, more snaps, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. And I think Tyree Walker, we're starting to really see why people were so excited about him during training camp and a little bit in the spring ball, knowing.
So maybe he needs more than 12 touches. That he can be. You know, yeah. Like I think Dupree
They need more plays. They need to be on the field more than 20 minutes. And I think that's what I'm most excited to see. You think about it a couple of different ways, Lance. There's the games that, you know, maybe you beat a team that you shouldn't beat. Mm-hmm. That may have been what today is. You mentioned the stat of beating top 25 teams when you're unranked. There's a reason for that. But now for Badger fans, getting to be a home 11 a.m. kick against Purdue, these are the ones you believe you're supposed to win. So now you try to go and make sure that you can handle that business coming up next week.
Because obviously Purdue today lost to Nebraska 28-10 handily, and they only have one win on the year. It is the game that you look at now and go, okay, we can get better. We can get right against a Boilermakers team that clearly is not all that great. And that at home, you should win that game.
Yeah, and it turns into a big one because that 11 a.m. kick coming up on the next weekend ends up being the first and only home game until October 26th, more than a month then, less than a month away, as you go on the road at Rutgers, at Northwestern, which will be a very fascinating situation, and then for that home night tilt against another top-ranked team, this one ninth in the country, Penn State, all the way on October 26th. There's a lot of football to be played in between then and a lot more discussion to be had on this game as well. 38-21 USC beats the Badgers. They get their first Big Ten victory in their first home action at the Coliseum. It was a beautiful sight for the first 30 minutes. Last 30, not so much. We'll talk about all of it coming up as we continue our postgame coverage locally on 1070 The Game in 1070 The Game in Madison on the AM side, as well as 97.3 The Game in Milwaukee, our flagship stations here covering the Wisconsin Badgers. But we'll bid you adieu on the network side. More of Lance and myself talking about this game with all of you on the talking text line as well, coming up on the 38-21 loss for the Badgers in Southern California. But it'll be Badgers returning home against the Purdue Boilermakers 1 week from today. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. Alongside Lance Allen, this is Billy Schmidt, hoping you'll join us coming up October 5th, next Saturday, as the Badgers take on the Purdue Boilermakers in 11 a.m. kick. Our network coverage will start at 9. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger football has been brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. And by Favorite Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Burger, what was it? Showdown. Squash the beef.
Yep.
Jeremiah Jams Band. Jeremiah does more than just jam. He's electrifying indie groove rock group. And you know, him and his wife, Emily, form a duo, songwriting duo there in that band. Shows in Green Bay, Appleton, and Oshkosh coming up in October and November. And then later on tonight, Terry Barr, she's speaking with Ben Yeager, guitarist of Sunspot. He isn't just a rock and roller. He also is a teacher over at the UW, and why he's teaching future generations of musicians. Live in the Lair, Graham Marlowe's Lake Waves Trio. Lake Waves Trio is going to be right here. They've got all set up. We're all sound checked. We're ready to go.
And they sound great.
Oh, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really looking forward to this. And then Indy 45 and Max Inc. After Hours will finish out the night.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a great show tonight, too. We are going to do a little bit brand new stuff from Jeffrey James. We'll dip in there, of course, to Wise Fest, which is next weekend, too, Rocker. So stay tuned into the lateness of Max Inc. After Hours.
And right now, Shekinah King. We were talking to her last week. She's got a brand new album out, Heart to Heart. This is, and she's going to be playing Friday, October 4th at Bailey's Run Vineyard in New Glarus, and then October 11th at the Wisconsin Brewing Company in Verona. Right now, let's hear another song from her new album. This is called You're Not Broken.
And there'll be better times. It doesn't mean you're broken. Doesn't mean doesn't mean you're helpless. You've had some bad days. Your life is worth so much more than you can imagine. I love you and no one can take your place. And I love you and no one can take your place. If you're somewhere you never thought you'd be, you're running hard just to be free. If you're loved but you still feel the pain, just hold on and there'll be better days. It doesn't mean you're broken. Doesn't mean you're strange. Doesn't mean
your pace.
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Walking straight into a bright light as the battle music fades. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look around. Take a bow,
take a bow,
take one last look.
People listened to every word, though the sound was bad and the picture blurred. And the Wizard of Oz down a new decree, as he claimed that he could calm the sea. When a gust of wind blew the curtain down, and soon the king would fall off his crown. And it's both sides played by the lamestream press, to keep you listening and let you guess. All the hounds are loose and the watchdog's dead, at the chicken coop where the fox is fed, at the feast that only feeds a few, where the hunger wars are nothing new, where the truth is twisted and the tongues are tied, and the names are listed of the ones who died. I think I'll listen.
week to week with Twitter tweets and doublespeak. Where Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, where all the king's henchmen came to call. In a fairy tale that is all too real, where there is no art and there was no deal, where the trolls all lurk and the race await, and the headless horseman is at the gate. But listen close to see what I hear. I'm gonna keep my eyes wide open, open. Ah, I'm gonna play it by ear. I'm gonna keep my eyes wide open. I'm gonna play it by ear.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. All this local stuff you hear is brought to you by great places and great sponsors like Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen. Downtown in Sun Prairie, come see the handmade or feel, eat, no, eat the handmade, homemade food. Stay for the delicious beer and live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and all the upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You know, we just heard from Boz Metzdorf. That was Play It By Ear, and that's brand new from him. He actually wrote that song in 2019. Boz Metzdorf, he found us, listened up in Amory, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay.
At our station up there. And, you know, of course, he sent his music in to music@civicmedia.us, where then we listened to it. And we played one of his songs a couple of weeks ago, and it was a song that he had recorded back in the 70s, right? He was kind of this, he was this thing back in the 70s.
Yeah.
And then a record label and some people discovered him all these years later, right? And all of a sudden, you know, it's coming back.
Isn't that crazy?
So now he's, you know, been releasing some new music. So that was one he just released. And yeah, it's pretty fun. Boz Metzdorf, go ahead and send your stuff in. We want to hear your music. Music@civicmedia.us. You know, he kind of reminded me of Donovan.
Yeah.
Didn't that song sound like a Donovan tune?
It did.
Almost
it
right
did.
Out of the 60s, early 70s.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What do we got coming up, Rob?
Well, we heard from Mascot Theory. And coming up next, we've got brand new Jeffrey James. Heard first stuff here on Max Inc. Radio. Walkthrough. Last night was the album release party. Sold out an event. And as far as I know, it's the first time it's getting played on the radio. It's definitely first time getting played on the radio across Wisconsin, Rocker.
Wow.
Right?
That's pretty cool. Premiering new music right here on Max Inc. Radio.
I've been traveling for far too long. The body can't keep up with the mind and soul in time. And time again, I fall back down. And where to begin? Well, the bright of the light of the dark of the shadow. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell. And the bright of the light of the dark of the shadow. Get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell, yeah. If you've been struggling, feeling down, know this too shall pass, 'cause it cannot last. For a flower can't grow in soil that's dead. So uproot yourself and make peace in your head. For the bright of the light, or the dark of the shadow, get to heaven, gonna walk through hell. In the bright of the light, or the dark of the shadow, get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through. Get to heaven, gonna walk through hell, yeah.
Jeffrey James Show.
Cheese, cranberries,
Inc.
beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus igniteglassandgifts.com.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter. We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
No, oh, relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Thank you.
two, three.
Jeremiah Jams Band, two in a row, brought to you by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. There's three locations, Sun Prairie, Monona, and Livingston Street in Madison. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Hey, Rob, I guess right now we have Jeremiah Jams Band, Jeremiah Jams on the phone. Jeremiah Jams Band is the electrification of indie groove rock in Wisconsin. Based in Green Bay, husband and wife songwriting team Jeremiah and Emily Jams are at the heart of the band that features an outstanding rhythm section, as you just heard. Mm-hmm. And on the phone with us right now from the Jamboozled Music and Art Festival in Mendota, Illinois.
Satellites are aligned.
Jeremiah Jams. Jeremiah, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, everybody. How you doing? Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, oh, you know, you got to be careful when you're out there. You're that far away from civilization way out there. The phones just barely work.
Right. Yeah, it's spotty out here at this show, that's for sure.
Where is Mendota, Illinois, in Illinois? I guess I don't even know as a Wisconsin person.
Just, why would we?
Right. It's just like a little south of Chicago, but more central Illinois.
There's just lots of cows and more less towers, apparently.
Yeah, it's actually kind of like where I live in Wisconsin. It's like brilliant out there. It's just a lot of corn and farms.
Yeah, there you go.
Now, you're playing Jamboozled tonight. Who else is playing at Jamboozled? Anyone we might know? Highlights?
It's a lot of up-and-coming bands. We have Eminence Ensemble that played. They're from Colorado. Mm. And a bunch of new acts that I'm actually just getting to know today. So it's been a good learning experience.
Eye-opening.
A lot of the new musicians, yeah.
Awesome. Love it. Jeremiah, before we talk about your band, upcoming shows and music, how did you become involved in music? I mean, what's your backstory?
My backstory is I come from a musical family. My dad was a guitar player and active musician, and that's how I fell in love with music, was through his love of music. And my parents took me to see the Grateful Dead when I was a kid, really young. And just all the positive energy that resulted from the music really moved me to become a musician. And that's what started my journey.
Do you play other instruments besides guitar?
I just play guitar. That's my sole instrument I focus on. I can play bass as well because it's similar instrument for sure, but always been solely a guitar player.
Now, you and your wife Emily are a songwriting duo, and she's a multi-instrumentalist. How did you meet Emily and, you know, start this band with her?
Yeah, Emily, amazing musician. I'm so lucky to play with and, of course, be her husband. But we met on stage. We got hired for the same band at a local open mic that was every Thursday night at Cranky Pat's in Nina, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the best pizza around.
Right.
And we just hit it off right away, and it was undeniable. There was a connection musically and many other levels as well. And then we just started the band kind of for fun on the side because we were in a cover band and a couple other projects. And we quickly realized we could write music easily together, and it just took off from there.
Now, did you guys play your wedding? Because I saw a picture of Emily playing sax in a wedding dress.
Yeah, she sure did play in a wedding dress. She played violin as well and keyboards. It was pretty cool. I have pictures of her setting it up and everything. But yeah, for our reception, we just played with all the bands we were in at that time. And it was just a blast. At Cranky
wow.
Pets.
When was this? When did that happen?
This was 5 years ago.
5 years ago. Well, congratulations, 5 years late. Do you guys argue about restaurants or driving directions?
We actually don't argue about too much. It's one of the beauties. It's been one of those things that's just always worked for us, you know.
Yeah.
And we support each other a lot. And, you know, when you spend so much time together, because we always work together, we learn when to give each other space and all that. And it's always just kind of been a good thing.
Well, tell us about the Jeremiah Jams band. I mean, what's the backstory for the band? And you guys have this just an outstanding rhythm section.
Well, thank you. We are very fortunate to work with a bunch of different rhythm sections from all over Northeast Wisconsin. We just started out with, you know, the dream of having the same core people forever, but that didn't work out, you know, and we realized, and that kind of happened right around the pandemic time, right after we released our first album.
Mm-hmm.
And being the pandemic, we had to work remotely with players. And we worked with some national people and local players. And we were like, why don't we just keep this idea going for live shows when it comes back? And that's what we've done. We just have made friends with, you know, a lot of different players. And it's been a beautiful thing. Become like a little family of musicians that, you know, we are blessed to work with.
Wow, that's a great story. Can't wait to see the band. But, you know, you can see the band around Wisconsin coming up. I see you have some upcoming shows at the Opie Brewing Company in West Allis on October 4th, at the Trax in Green Bay on the 5th of October, and then the One Barrel Brewing Pumpkin Patch Festival. That's up in Egg Harbor in Door County on the 12th of October. That sounds like a lot of fun. And
it's a good time up there, that One Barrel Brewing in general, but that Pumpkin Patch Festival is a big deal in Door County, and it's a really good time.
Wow, it sounds like a lot of fun. I love Door County. Then the Stone Arch Sessions at Stone Arch Brewing Company in Appleton on the 15th of October. Muska Cultural Center on the 17th. What is that place? I kind of was trying to look for it.
Right, the culture. Oh, I apologize. That is a mistyping on there. Let me pull. Oh. It is called the Mulva Cultural Center.
Ah,
it could be a big difference there.
Supposed to be. So I apologize for that mistype.
Now I know why I couldn't find it.
Yeah, it's a brand new place in De Pere, Wisconsin, right on the water. Mm. Beautiful center. They do a lot of things for the arts, and we're very blessed to play there. I'm excited to do that. That will be our first time playing there, as well as the Stone Arch Sessions. That's a great little musical venue that they have going in Appleton. Mm. They've been doing it for years, and we're excited to be a part of it.
Then I see Anduzzi's in Kimberly on the 19th of October. You guys are playing a lot. Mackinac's Grill and Spirits in Green Bay on the 26th. Fifth Ward Brewing Company and Anniversary Party in Oshkosh on the 15th of November. And then you're wrapping it up, Waverly Beach in Menasha on November 16th.
Yeah, it's a nice little run of shows. We try to play as often as we can, and that's partly what led to us using so many different rhythm sections, because it's hard to find people who can play as often as Emily and I are able to, you know. So that's partly what led to that opening up to such a nice thing for us.
Now, tell us about your music catalog, upcoming releases, and where we can find more information about Jeremiah Jam's band online.
Oh, definitely. Thank you very much. You can find us on our website, of course, jeremiahjamsband.com, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. And, of course, everywhere you buy music, iTunes, Amazon Music, YouTube Music. We just released a new instrumental called Uncle Buck that was released yesterday. We're excited for that one. And then on July 19th, we released a different song called Be True to Yourself. Those two songs are a part of our upcoming third album that will be released hopefully the end of this year and maybe beginning of next year. It all depends on how it works out. And the cool thing, each tune, we're releasing a different part of our artwork from the album, and it's slowly revealing the artwork as each single is released.
Wow.
And we're blessed to work with Caleb Williams. He's a nationally known artist that works with, like, Billy Strings and Trey Anastasio, String Cheese Incident, stuff like that. So we're pretty excited for the whole project in general, the music and the art going with it.
Jeremiah Jams, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us tonight on Max Inc. Radio. We really appreciate it.
Excellent. We appreciate you guys talking to us, and thank you for everything you guys do for music.
Now, right now, we're going to listen to another one of your songs. This is called Moonlight Star. You're listening to Jeremiah Jams Band on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
night snow. This evening with the daylight smile. This morning with the moonlight star.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You are listening to Max Inc. Radio on the Civic Media Radio Network. Magic Conch, booty on your, on my mind. At the Rigby on 1019. Where is the key? Comes up in the 8 o'clock hour. Right here on Max Inc. Radio.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.